For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, it will be the finale of the Bob Wettig Tournament in Richmond. This fifth-place game as they take on the Indians of Portage on Giant FM Sports. Good evening, Johnny McCurring, Jason Parker. One more time from the Tiernan Center for our Stanley Jones Insurance pregame report. Insurance services you can rely on. Earlier today, Shelbyville advancing to this game with a 61-58 win over the defending 3A state champions and one of the top-ranked teams in their class, Indianapolis Attucks. Portage advanced, knocking off Park Tudor 49-44. So I'll open with this. Golden Bears played well against Cathedral in a loss. They beat one of the top teams in Sagarin overall, and certainly one of the top teams in 3A. Has it been a successful week, or does it need a victory here to make it so?
I think it needs a victory here to be a really successful week. I think they can take a few things out of the week if they lose today here in the final, but I really think a win against Portage will cap off a very good three-day stretch where, I mean, they had Cathedral on the ropes late, tie game with a minute 30 to go. And then I think this morning with that game against Attucks, I don't think a lot of teams are going to beat Attucks this year. Shelbyville was able to do that, but I still think a Portage win here is very important to put a stamp on what has been a very successful 3 days so far.
Shelbyville rebounds better, avoids a series of turnovers, especially some bunched together that could have hurt them, and they continue to shoot the ball well.
Yeah, they've shot the ball well. They've got good movement, ball movement. They limited rebounding today so far after yesterday, which was really the Achilles heel in that Cathedral loss, only giving up, 8 offensive rebounds this morning. So you can live with that against the very athletic Attucks team, especially when 3 or 4 of them came on 1 or 2 plays by Edwards. So, yeah, they've done a lot of things well, and we'll see how they can close the tournament out here against Portage in the final game today.
Now, for the Golden Bears, wrapping up a series of games in a relatively short amount of time here in Richmond, the schedule does not get easy in January. Road trips into Columbus to play the East Olympians, hosting Pendleton, going up to Indy to play Roncalli, and before all of that, dealing with Andrew Wellage and Greensburg, who we just had a chance to watch firsthand complete the consolation game.
Very impressive Greensburg team. You've got to like what you see out of them. Drew Comer, Kyle Sellers, Lane Sparks, only a freshman. You mentioned Wellage, Mason McLeod. So they've got a bunch of guys that just play the game the right way. Shelbyville, a tough stretch, like you mentioned. That's why I think this game is very important to kind of set the tone and cap off a successful 3-day stretch here and carry that confidence in.
Is it just me, or do you think this is the first ever meeting between these programs?
I would have to think so. Portage, obviously a Northern Indiana school, and I doubt that they've played in any other type of game. These holiday tournaments weren't popular back, before the last several years. So I just don't think there's ever been an opportunity where they would have played.
Portage Indians are 5-4 coming off their win over Park Tudor earlier today. 53 points per game, giving up 51 on the defensive end. Obviously, out of Northwest Indiana, they play in the Duneland Conference along with Valpo, Lake Central, Merrillville, and Crown Point, just to name a few. Defeated Seton Catholic 55-43 in their opening round game here. Their loss came against Richmond in overtime, 56-52. And it was a game where Portage outscored Richmond 14-0 at one point in the third quarter, but couldn't go on to a victory and then beat Park Tudor earlier today. Their coach has been there for quite some time. Rick Snodgrass, in his 11th season, he's been coaching for 34 years overall. Stops at North Harrison, Danville, Twin Lakes, and Hamilton Southeastern. So just a quick run bio there on a Portage team that has three players in double figures, led by Greg Millage at 14.3 per game. And Ryan Mack, and you'll hear from him coming up in a moment, said the thing that concerns him most in seeing Portage really one time, their game earlier today, they can put it on the floor and get to the basket, and oftentimes, defensively, that's not the strong point for the Golden Bears.
No, Shelbyville needs to get down, move their feet. We've seen them struggle against quicker teams. They did a better job this morning against Attucks, shutting down penetration, but I think it's very telling about a Portage team that we don't know a lot about, that they took Richmond to overtime, because we sat here and watched Richmond a few hours ago, and I was very impressed with Richmond in certain areas. So that tells me Portage can play. Shelbyville in for a big test here to close out this tournament.
Portage Indians, Shelbyville Golden Bears for a fifth place finish here at the Wettig. Coming up on the Stanley Jones Insurance pregame report, Golden Bear head coach Ryan Mack. You're listening to high school basketball on Giant FM Sports.
FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports wrapping up our week here at the Wettig Tournament in Richmond. For the Golden Bears, back into the Tiernan Center. A fifth-place game appearance against Portage in what I'm guessing maybe a first ever between these two boys' basketball programs. We're joined by head coach Ryan Mack. Up and down, we knew it would be in the win over Attucks today.
Yeah, it was, and I thought we did a nice job offensively. Moving the ball and getting open shots. So I was pretty happy again with our shot selection.
Had to survive early foul trouble for Zach, and not too much longer after that, foul trouble for Sam.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you had Sam and Zach at three fouls in the first half, it said a lot about our team that we still were able to maintain a lead and keep on playing without those guys.
You had a few possessions at the end of the half where Attucks had made the switch from man-to-man into a trapping zone. A couple of struggles there. But then you beat it later second half, and they had to pull back out of it.
Yes, we went 1-3-1 late in the first half, and they created three turnovers in a row, which really hurt us. But, you know, we're used to going against the 1-3-1. We're prepared for it. Guys just didn't handle it very well. The first time it was thrown at them, in the second half they adjusted.
Josh Williams continues to shoot very well, and he continues to rebound. We had him for 10 again this morning.
Yes, Josh has been doing a great job rebounding. Usually him and Zach are the two guys that are collecting boards for us. But at Josh's size, his athleticism, it takes over, and he can go up and get the boards.
Now, you had the game against Cathedral where they won the rebound battle decisively. You took care of things more adequately against this Attucks team earlier today. But it's going to be a theme you've got to maintain all season long. This has to be a group rebounding effort.
Yes, it does. You know, these teams are probably more athletic than we'll see the rest of the way, but Roncalli will be another team we'll see that will really crash the glass hard against us. And then we get in the sectional in Bloomington South. So we have to clear some things up on that side of the game, and I think we will.
Is it fair to say that maybe even though this is your third day, this will be the fourth game, this may be the game where you've had the least amount of preparation or the least knowledge of, with Portage being the opponent?
Yes, I'd say definitely. It's probably the least knowledge we have on them. I've only watched one game of them, and it was this afternoon. So, you know, we just got to continue to play the way we've been playing. Surprisingly, all four teams we play don't shoot the ball very well. So we'll continue to, you know, hopefully try to keep them out of the paint and play off shooters.
What did you see of Portage in their win over Park Tudor? Maybe the top thing that concerned you?
I'd say their ability to get to the basket off the dribble and our inability to stop dribble penetration. So I think that gives us another challenge and something we're not very good at. Hopefully we look better at it this afternoon.
I'll throw you in the weird stat of the day. I don't know if you know it or not. It's not a stat, a little factoid. We'll have two Miami of Ohio connections in this one. Of course, you, Rick Snodgrass, played his college baseball at Miami of Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. So that's a good fact. I'll talk to him, I guess, about it in the pregame.
Coach, good luck.
Thanks, Johnny.
Ryan Mack with us. We continue with our coaches' conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville on Giant FM Sports.
You know what? Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, Stanley Jones Insurance pregame, and time now to take a look at our maximum results starting lineups for this fifth-place game from the Bob Wettig Tournament. For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, coached by Ryan Mack in his fifth season, at one guard, coming off a 13-point, 10-rebound performance earlier today, 6-foot junior guard Josh Williams continues to shoot well, and, well, there's no doubting his rebounding ability.
Yeah, he just needs to continue to do what he's been doing. I think he's really kind of created himself a certain spot within, you know, just kind of stepped out of his comfort zone a little bit this weekend or this week, and has really shot the ball well, and maybe we found a new rebounder that we didn't know.
Number 15, Zach Kuhn at a guard forward, the 6'4 junior, coming off a foul-troubled performance where, again, the bulk of his scoring, 15 of 17 coming after halftime.
Yeah, we've seen that the last couple games. I think Zach's due for a big night, a good finish here to the tournament. I think he's due big.
Also in the starting lineup, at a guard, 6'3 senior, number 4, Cooper Lewis, continuing to find his way, getting the offense going. He's been struggling a bit from the field.
Again, he got off to a slow start this morning. Let's see if he can't get off to a better start here against Portage.
Sam Lewis, starting at a guard, 11 points earlier today. The 6'1 senior has played well. I'm a little surprised, actually, how well the shot has been offensively returning to the lineup.
Yep, the shot's been good. I think one thing he'll be called upon to do is be one of those guys that can keep that dribble penetration away from the basket today.
And at a forward, 6'4 senior, number 3, Brock Blackwell. If the Bears are going to continue, and it's not a trend yet, it was one game of better rebounding, Blackwell has to be a part of that.
Yep, he's got to be big down low, continue to rebound well like he did this morning, block out his guy, and just play his game.
For the Portage Indians, coached by Rick Snodgrass, his 11th season with the program, 34th season overall, starting at one guard is 5'10 senior, number 11, Cale Nelson. At a guard, 6'1 junior, number 14, Morian Martin, averaging just under 11 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. At a guard forward, 6'1 senior, number 23 is Greg Millage, 14.3 points per game, 4 rebounds a contest, and a 55% shooter from the field. At a forward slot, 6'7 senior, James Havrilla, averaging about 6 points, 6.5 rebounds per game, and 3.5 assists. Struggling free throw shooter, as many of these Portage Indians are, at 43%. And rounding out the starting lineup, a 6'2 junior, number 32, Jacoby Sims, averaging just over 2 points per game. Often a starter for this team is 6'6 senior, number 31, Ian Mulley. We go to our Major Health Partners injury report. Experience the major difference with Major Health Partners. Ian Mulley not available. He hurt his ankle last night here at the wedding tournament. He is unavailable, and a backup guard by the name of Brandon English, who stands at 6'5", a junior, number 45, also not available, not because of injury, but something else affecting Portage when it comes to English and him playing in this game today. When we take a look at some of the other action that's taking place today, let's go quickly to Hoosier Gym in Morristown, where we felt very, very good about Morristown's chances in pool play, playing twice today to set up a trophy game tomorrow that we will broadcast. I don't know that we knew just how good a shape they were in going into those games today.
Well, just on paper, it looked like maybe what we've seen finish out here was kind of what we thought. Wheeler and Union City, both with only one win apiece coming in. We know how high-powered Morristown is. So not a huge surprise that they put up that many points. Maybe a little bit of a surprise with how few points Wheeler and Union City put up.
Morristown will be in the championship game. It's scheduled for an 8 o'clock time tomorrow night, putting us on the air at approximately 7:30.
And Lake Station knocked off Hobart this morning, so that looks like possibly the matchup. We'll see if Lake Station can advance here. They're probably playing right now.
Also today at Lawrenceburg, Triton Central fell to Scott, Kentucky, 62-49. Wyatt Felling had 17 points, but Triton Central, they're getting healthy against a team from DePaul Cristo Rey, 93-26 Tigers at last check on that one. At Monrovia, Southwestern loses for a second time this year to Greenwood Christian, 60-42. Jacob Swanson 14, Blake McClure had 10. Southwestern matching up against North Putnam coming up in their second game of the day. At South Ripley, Hauser down Rock Creek Academy 70-54. Hauser next to play East Central in a boys basketball game at that location. At Tri-West, New Pal lost not once but twice, falling to Beach Grove 50-42 and beaten by Decatur Central 83-65. And at North Decatur, the home team in double overtime beat Rising Sun 58-56. Northwestern set to take on Southwestern of Hanover in the championship game of their own tournament coming up tonight. Golden Bears have been the home team ever since they got to Richmond. They've got the whites on again for this ball game, meeting a Portage basketball team in road black, trimmed in red and white. And we can see Ian Moley starting forward for this team. He's actually on crutches on the bench for the Porter Indians. Time for tip-off. It's brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. Jacoby Sims and Zach Kuhn set to go in the center circle. Ball up, and the Golden Bears get the opening possession of the game. The game just before us, Greensburg defeated South Bend Adams for the consolation championship trophy. Wellage and Comer both named to the all-tournament team. Shelbyville off and running in a hurry. Catch and shoot. And Sam Lewis, good on a three. Bears have the first bucket of the ball game. Tiernan Center ahead of semifinals, or actually following semifinals, ahead of trophy games still to come tonight. And the championship will pit Tinley against Cathedral later on this evening.
Three Division I players showcased in that game.
Catch and shoot from the right corner, James Havria. Only 3 of 8 from three on the season, but he gets the first three attempt of this game, and he knocks it down. We're tied at three. Shelbyville turns it over in the front court on a Sam Lewis travel.
Yeah, just a few too many steps there on the catch. I thought he might have got away with that the first time. Official calls it this time, 3-3.
Shelbyville will play Greensburg next weekend. Unfortunately, will not have that game, but fortunately it's because we've got the county tourney opening up on Thursday night with girls play, Friday the boys, and then the championship games at Waldron on Saturday night. Underneath the pass, under the basket, and nobody there to catch it, thrown out of bounds by Portage.
That should be a good Greensburg game. Greensburg very talented, as we mentioned. We just watched them play. Shelbyville will have to play one of their better games to beat Greensburg that night.
We're tied at three on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, just getting started. Williams for Sam Lewis. Blackwell slides to the corner. Zach Kuhn, a catch on the perimeter, goes up and scores from three. Bears have made their first two threes. They connected on 15 against Cathedral, had 10 in the early game today over at IU East. 6-3 Bears on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Ball on the floor on the dribble. Havria gets a touch out front. Now on the right side for Nelson. Up top is Millage, spinning into the paint. Can't find a shot. Havria holds in the corner. With it now is Martin. Dribbles into the paint. Tough shot over two defenders, and he puts it in. Morian Martin, averaging just under 11 points a contest. Spinning is Blackwell. Defender got on his hip, fell down, left Blackwell with an open layup, and he banks it in.
Good patience by Blackwell. Didn't have the initial spin, then went into a shot fake, up and under move, and cleared it to a wide open layup. Traveling now, the call on Portage.
Portage's Millage backing his way down, lost the weight there on the pivot foot and fell backwards. 8-5, three different Golden Bears have scored to build an early three-point lead. Cooper Lewis trying to post. He's got a size advantage as he's being guarded right now by Nelson. Here's Kuhn with it, slips it down. Tough catch, Cooper. Defender coming from the other side, missed the shot, gets his own rebound, brings it out to Blackwell. Blackwell drives, head fake, draws the foul, and makes the bucket.
Nice follow of his own miss by Cooper Lewis to even give Blackwell that opportunity. And then Cooper found Blackwell cutting from the left corner. And again, Shelbyville will pull everybody off the line for Blackwell's and one attempt here.
Jacoby Sims on the personal, his first. Blackwell's free throw good, completing a three-point play. From a broadcast standpoint, it's a more comfortable venue here.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't feel everybody around you's listening like they were at IU East earlier this morning at 9:30.
Even if they didn't want to listen, they had to.
Ball knocked loose, and for the second time in this tournament, We've seen Zach Kuhn get to the ball first at midcourt and flip it behind his head to a teammate. Blackwell catches and lays it in.
Yeah, he gets on the floor so quick, and he's just instinctually gifted to where he knows where to go with the ball right away, and he flicks it behind his head. Blackwell 3-for-3 now from the field.
Timeout for Portage with 5:10 to go in the first and already trailing Shelbyville 13-5. High school basketball from the Wedding Tournament being brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville. Doing great things together. Stanley Jones Insurance. Insurance service you can rely on. And by Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate experts. Tomorrow we'll be with Morristown. They are slated to go to the championship game of the Wheeler Tournament that's being held at Hoosier Gym. And we'll be on the air sometime around 7:30, slated for an 8 o'clock start tomorrow evening. Millage for Portage. Can't find penetration. Cooper Lewis cuts that off. Ball around top of the key for Jalen Smith, a 5'8 junior guard, into the break during the timeout. Number 21, Stefan Samodilis, is in the game as well. Samodilis listed as a 5'9 senior. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Portage. Inbounding baseline. Portage can't get it in. Finally, a lob out to the sideline. On the crossover dribble is Jalen Smith. Lobs up a shot baseline, no good. Javria, the rebound put back. Some contact, no call. Could not convert. Kuhn the rebound. Outlet to Blackwell. The catch and the lay-in for two. Shelbyville sending people running out early. And they're taking care of the defensive glass at least early in the game. Blackwell already with 7 points. 15-5, the Golden Bear lead. Millage kicks it out opposite wing for Javria. Javria holding, bringing it over onto the right for Martin. He'll drive, hang a bit, and bank it in off the glass. Martin with four of his team's seven. 15-7, the Golden Bear lead, and here comes Blackwell again. Gets the ball quickly on the wing, goes into a spin move, and is able to take care of Jalen Smith.
Blackwell did a nice job there. He's doing so much better at being patient in his spin, and a move that I really like and hope he continues to use as we move forward in the season.
Front rim, the free throw. One more coming. Substitutions for Portage. And Blackwell set for a second free throw with his team up 15-7. And front rimmed it again, but got a favorable roll this time. I think I shorted Brock a field goal earlier. Already with four field goals, throwing a couple free throws. He's in double figures with 10. Here's Martin dropping it down to Javria. His take from the left side of the rim with the right hand is missed, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line. 3:42 to go in the first with Javria getting a couple of free throws, fouled by Blackwell. First on the way around, sits on the front rim and falls in for Javria, who has not taken many, but has been struggling from the free throw line, shooting at about 56%.
Are the Bears the only school in this tournament that have brought cheerleaders? I can't remember another team that's had any.
They may very well be.
They've been to every game so far, even this morning at 9:30. Good to see them out there.
Javria good on a pair. 16-9, the Shelbyville advantage. 3:33 left to go here in the first. Williams dribbling and basically unguarded as Martin stays off him a couple of steps. Kuhn cross-court pass back for Williams. Posting is Cooper Lewis. A second defender comes in Javria, and at 6-7, he deflects the Lewis pass. Stolen by Martin. Floater in the paint, no good, and Williams quickly in there to get the rebound. Looking ahead to Blackwell. Good catch. Avoided a travel by gathering his feet on the perimeter with Kuhn. Hand off Sam Lewis. A three is short, and Millage secures the rebound. Under three to go, first period. Martin sets, thinks about a three. Blackwell not able to close out, and he does put it down. First three of the game for Martin. A team in Portage only shooting 33% beyond the arc. 16-12, the Bears lead down now to four. Williams to Kuhn, wide open look on the wing, knocks it down.
We had a good look at that, pretty much straight on. Nice pass by Williams.
6 points for Kuhn on a pair of threes, 19-12, Shelbyville. Millage trying to put it on the floor against Cooper Lewis, throws it out on the wing to Martin, his three off the mark, and a good block out and rebound by Zach Kuhn. Williams on the outlet, into the paint, free throw line, stops, defender jumped, thinking he was going to shoot. He never gave up the dribble, and Williams is fouled on the drive to the basket.
Nice little shake, hesitation move there by Williams about the free throw line, was able to free himself to get into the lane and almost finish the play. He'll have two, though.
Foul goes on Samalitis. Williams at the line, misses his first. Looking for his first point of this ball game. 13 points, 10 rebounds in the win earlier today. Second free throw, good. And Shelbyville showing backcourt pressure, leading by eight, and an errant pass by Samalitis. He tried to go under the rim to Millage. Millage had vacated the area, and the ball went bouncing opposite side out of bounds. Catching the corner on the inbounds, and Sam Lewis nets another three. Lewis has his second, four threes in the period by the Bears, and they now lead by 11 with a minute 55 to go here in the first. Millage into the paint, banging his way down against Cooper Lewis, sort of shoves it up there with one hand. An offensive putback attempt by Javria, and the Bears had hands on the ball. The ball almost went straight up in the air. It caught the backboard, went out of bounds, and off of Portage. Belongs to the Bears. Number 32, Jacoby Sims back into the Portage lineup. Joining Martin, Jalen Smith, Millage, and Noah Penrose, a 5'11 senior guard, number 12. And Penrose, outweighed by Cooper Lewis, is defending him in the post. Nice pass. Blackwell into the post. Lewis scoops it back between defenders, and Blackwell catches and puts it in. 25-12, Golden Bears, one of their better starts of the season. With it is Jalen Smith, perimeter left. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off into the hands of Martin. Driving is Penrose, kicking for Martin. Posting is Sims, double-teamed, and passes out of it for Martin. Going under a minute here in the first quarter. Kuhn defending on Martin. Here's Penrose. With it is Sims off the right elbow. Bad pass in the lane. Getting it hand up was Sam Lewis. The steal. Gets to it at midcourt. Spins, looks, and finds Williams on the streak down the court for two. Shelbyville 27, Portage 12. Jacoby Sims open catch and shoot and scores from two. Sims a couple points a game. He's got two right there. 27-14, Shelbyville with 23 seconds left to go in the first. Holding it at midcourt is Williams with Martin a couple of steps back. Clock down to 10. Williams to the corner of the midcourt area. Brings it onto the wing. Finds Kuhn, and we've got a foul off the basketball. And the screen apparently that freed Kuhn is going to be what results in the turnover for the Golden Bears. Portage will have 4.8 seconds to go length of the court. And the foul on Blackwell, his second. He'll exit the ball game. Luke Reed, number 10, in to replace him. Here comes Martin. Nobody stops ball, and Martin gets all the way under the free throw line before a Shelbyville defender makes contact with him, and I think he's going to get free throws out of the effort.
I don't know if he shouldn't get two shots. That foul had to be out on the floor.
We saw a continuation in the Greensburg game preceding this one that was something else, and this one he was still dribbling at the free throw line, I thought, when the whistle came. Two free throws for Martin, and he missed the first. Half a second left on the clock. Martin, a dribble, a pause, a couple of more dribbles, makes the second free throw. Shelbyville will throw it inbounds to Kuhn. He'll heave it three-quarter court off the top of the glass as time expires. At the end of one, BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Shelbyville 27, Portage 15. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Happy inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Second period underway. Tiernan Center in Richmond. Shelbyville leading 27-15 and a turnover by Portage on the opening possession.
Yeah, they had five in the first quarter already. Their first one here on an offensive foul.
Personal foul goes on Millage. His first. Shelbyville trying to post Zach Kuhn. Deflected pass. Recovered in the corner. Kuhn with a catch. Dribbling baseline. Bumped and fouled by Jalen Smith. It'll be Jalen Smith's first. And Shelbyville inbounding from underneath its own basket. Javria at 6'7", checking back into the contest. He'll replace backup guard Jalen Smith. Inbounding for Kuhn. A catch up in the air, high off the rim. Couple of bounces on the rim. Falls off. Rebounded by Martin. Martin, the push front court, kick in the corner, and a three that is off the mark by Cale Nelson. Kuhn one-arms the rebound and now has it in the front court, giving it to Luke Reed. Sam Lewis, head fake, and then grabbed around the waist by Martin. Check that. I'm not going to change that. He was grabbed around the waist by Martin, but did they call traveling before that? We do not have a foul call, but we have a turnover. They must have called Lewis for traveling. So Portage on the offensive attack. Sims out on the perimeter. Backing up is Nelson. Millage beyond the three-point arc. And now Sims holding right wing. Shelbyville by 12. We've played just over a minute in the period without any points. And now Portage going to turn it over on an offensive foul. Another screen being called by these officials. It's on Martin. It'll be his first, and Portage already a six-team foul. Shelbyville with Cooper Lewis, Kuhn, Reed, Sam Lewis, and Williams on the floor offensively. Facing man-to-man from Portage. Sam Lewis around a screen, giving to Kuhn. Scoops it behind his back again on the perimeter for Sam Lewis. Cooper Lewis into the paint. Head fake, can't get a shot. Had Williams coming to him off the wing. A good idea, but they didn't execute well, and the ball eventually dropped out of bounds.
That has to be a bounce pass there, and I think it works. Maybe a little too cute now for the Bears the last couple times down.
12-point ball game. No points on the board this period either way. Putting it on the floor is Martin with the left hand. Dropped it down low to Jacoby Sims, who puts it in. 27-17, Golden Bear lead. Williams defended by Martin. Passing for Sam Lewis, guarded now by Millage. Kuhn to the basketball. Off a screen, settles into a jump shot. Good for a long two by Zach Kuhn. He has eight. Shelbyville lead. Did they give him three? I'll check that. Well, let's give him three. He must have been behind the red, but not behind the white line, which is the college line. So we'll give him three. Say that lead foot was behind. And then they've changed it back to a two on the scoreboard. Johnny is always right. Johnny should have stuck with what he knew. You've said that often, of course.
I'm killing my stat sheet right here.
Jacoby Sims, a jumper, no good. Shelbyville into the front court, and they're leading by 12 for the moment. For more, no. Kuhn this time, definitely a three, but definitely off the mark. Martin into the front court. Shelbyville by 12 and 5:14 to play in the half. Martin giving it up to Javria on the perimeter. Cale Nelson with a touch to the right of the key, and now Millage. And Millage has shown no inclination to take a three-pointer. He'll drive it into the paint, float it over Lewis and miss. Kuhn another defensive rebound. Long look ahead, sideline right for Luke Reed. Around the horn it comes, Williams opposite corner. Top of the key, Cooper Lewis. Open look at a three, Cooper knocks it down. Had a timeout taken by Coach Snodgrass and Portage.
Well, I think the stat we need to talk about in the first quarter, shooting for sure, 10 of 13 from the field, 4 of 6 behind the arc. But Shelbyville had 10 assists in that first quarter. When you shoot 10 of 12, 10 of 13, you're shooting good, and the assists are piling up, and Shelbyville played well that first quarter.
A game of, say, 15 assists is a solid outing, and they had 10 in the first period.
Yeah, and they've already got two here in the second, so 12 for the game already.
And that means every field goal featured an assist in that first period.
Yeah.
Bears lead by 15. No changes on the floor. Blackwell, after a red-hot start, has been saddled with a bit of foul trouble and is on the bench this time. Portage just doesn't look to have any explosiveness offensively. Javria will try and get him started with a three. High off the back rim and up to two-hand the rebound is Sam Lewis. Sam on the push into the front court and just plain lost the dribble. It got out in front of him, so Martin picked it up as it came bouncing at his chest and then throws a wild shot up off the glass too hard. Kuhn the rebound, turns and baseballs it the other way and over the head of Cooper Lewis out of bounds. Not the best trip up and down the floor for either head coach right now. Martin walks it into the front court. Midway point, second period. Martin with the touch now, defended by Luke Reed on the left side. Number 44, Tyler Hufford, a 6'4 senior out there now for this Portage basketball team. He holds it left wing. Outside, Javria. Javria for Martin. Top of the key, got an open look, but cannot make the three. Again, not a good three-point shooting team. Sam Lewis ahead to Williams, getting between defenders. He really lost the dribble, almost chased it down in the paint, and then scored anyway. Williams has five. And Shelbyville has doubled up this Portage basketball team. Outside holding, Hufford. Hufford with a bounce pass, and nobody at the top of the key but Sam Lewis, and he'll cruise it in for two. And
Sam
made it maybe more difficult than it needed
to
be.
Well, he tried to dunk, and he just came up short, kind of laughing at himself on the way down.
36-17 as Martin penetrates the paint, can't finish, but the rebound put back provided by Millage. His first bucket of the day. 36-19, Kuhn dribbles right to the three-point line, goes between the legs, settles into the shot, and puts it in.
I think I said in the pregame that Kuhn was due for a good game, and he's shooting the ball well so far.
Three threes, 11 points. Sam Lewis gambling on another steal and just missed it. Millage holding now, driving, kicking back out for Martin. Martin around on the left wing and now in the corner with Javria. Javria gets the ball knocked away. Kuhn on the deflection. Sam Lewis
nice
the pickup. He'll leave a left-handed bounce pass for Kuhn in the paint for two.
The only pass that could have got through there. He was able to make it. Excellent play by Sam.
41-19. Shelbyville has blown it open early. Driving Martin. Cannot finish. Tough shot in traffic. Williams the rebound and runs into Javria, who will be called for the foul.
Let's take a second here to talk about a guy who doesn't get a lot of mention. Shelbyville's really only played six guys here. He's going to check out. But I think Luke Reed's had a really good tournament. He's come in. He's had to guard some guys that he wouldn't normally guard. He's done a good job handling the ball. He hasn't turned it over. He's made shots. A really good week for Luke Reed off the Shelbyville bench.
Williams missed the front end of the one and bonus, rebounded by Portage. Yeah, if you're Luke Reed, a lot of the time, it's not said this way, but you're told, go out there. When you get it, take care of the ball. If you get an open look, knock it down. In this tournament, he's been told, why don't you go out and guard Jerron Coleman or something like that? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
As Portage turns it over, Shelbyville breaking, Luke Asher off a nifty bounce pass, left to right across the lane, provided by Sam Lewis. And Asher just checks in, runs the lane, and scores. And another timeout, and this game is out of distance for Portage with a minute 37 to go in the half. Shelbyville up 43-19.
It's going to be a long drive to back to Northwest Indiana after this game if you're Portage, unless they can turn it around here quickly.
All right. I'll go ahead and ask it now since we're in the midst of watching a Bears team playing some of its better stretch of minutes here right now in the first half. Cooper Lewis was out. Cooper returns.
Yep.
Sam Lewis was out. Sam has now returned. There are still things, and I don't think I'm shocking anybody by saying this, that when you watch this team, you feel like you need to really take some aspirin and break the tension sometimes.
Yeah.
Are they going to find something that is better about them in the second half of this season than we've seen in the first half?
Well, hopefully. I mean, hopefully they come out of this with some confidence, but you talked about the schedule coming up a little bit earlier. That's going to tell a lot about the rest of this year. They've got to get through this next 2 or 3 week stretch.
But you know what? Even within wins and losses, we've looked at them and gone, they didn't play well, or they did. They played well against Cathedral. They lost.
Yeah.
They played horribly against Franklin and got blown out of the gym. And they keep up this level of play, which has been entertaining.
You lose two or three games, even if you play well, that confidence is going to slip.
Millage baseline jumper misses everything. Williams the rebound. Looking ahead to Sam Lewis. Man, tough shot. Across the paint on the dribble. Jumps up off 1 foot, and just outside the block, little fadeaway jumper, good for two. 45-19, Shelbyville. Jalen Smith, backup guard, back on the floor. Here's Millage. Over for a catch-and-shoot three from Noah Penrose off the bench with a tray. Zach Kuhn dribbling up to the three-point line, and somebody for Portage has got to recognize that Zach Kuhn is a shooter. He dribbles right into a three and puts it in again. 48-22. And even with what's happening here, some of the Shelbyville shots are open gym session because Portage is not covering.
Didn't
no
call.
Jalen Smith gets a three-point attempt instead, misses it long. Sam Lewis on the rebound. Final 20 seconds. Can Shelbyville, just for the math of it, get to 50 before halftime? Williams between the circles, clock at 10. Sam Lewis on the wing. Dribbles it up to Kuhn. Open from 17. Puts it down. Portage will not get a shot. We're at halftime from the Tiernan Center in Richmond. And Shelbyville well on its way to a fifth-place finish, leading Portage 50-22. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
Tax solutions to fit your needs. H&R Block halftime report. 50-22, Shelbyville by 28 at the break of this fifth place game from the Bob Wedding Tournament. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. If you shoot well, it covers up a lot of things. If you shoot 20 of 25 from the field, you win games by 30 points, and that's where we're at right now.
20 of 25, and really it could be 20 of 24. Zach Kuhn with .5 on the clock to end the first quarter. Shoots a full court shot, misses, so that's one miss of that 25. But 7 of 11 behind the arc, 80% from the field, 64% from three-point range. There's not a lot of rebounding to be done. That's why they only have one offensive rebound. So a first half that we've not seen from this Bears team in a long time.
Individual scoring breaks down this way. Zach Kuhn with 18 first half points. Brock Blackwell had 12, and who knows where Blackwell might be if he didn't have foul trouble. Those were all in the first period.
Yeah, on 5 of 5 from the field for Blackwell. He'll get back in the second half, and there's going to be some minutes to be had tonight from guys that haven't played much, but there's really not a lot of depth on that bench, so people are going to get to play, and if Portage doesn't put up much fight, you're going to see some career highs probably out of a few people tonight.
10 points from Sam Lewis in the first half. Josh Williams with 5. Cooper Lewis, 3. Luke Asher has a bucket for 2. Golden Bears are 3 of 6 from the line in the first period. For Portage, scoring is a little bit lesser, to say the least. Morian Martin scored all of his points in the first period, finished with 8. James Havria with 5. Noah Penrose with a three-point field goal there late in the second quarter. Greg Millage has a bucket for 2. And Jacoby Sims with a couple of field goals for four. Portage, 3 of 4 at the line. It started right from the get-go. Shelbyville, 27-15 lead after one, up 50-22 at halftime.
We touched on Shelbyville's numbers for Portage, 8 of 24 from the field, 3 in the second, 5 in the first quarter. That's their only field goals, 3 of 8 behind the arc. They were doubled up in the rebounding column by Shelbyville, 12-6. Two of their six coming on the offensive end. 3 assists, 9 first half turnovers for the Indians. Some individual numbers for Shelbyville in the rebounding column. Zach Kuhn leads the way with 5. Sam Lewis and Josh Williams with 3 apiece. Cooper Lewis does have one offensive rebound that he then kicked back to Brock Blackwell on a cut for a basket. So a nice rebound there for Cooper Lewis. In the assist column, Sam Lewis leads the way with 5. Cooper with 4 and Josh Williams with 3. So a really good first half assist-wise. Kuhn and Blackwell each have one there as well.
Halftime from the Tiernan Center in Richmond. Again, our score on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, 50-22 Shelbyville. This is high school basketball, holiday tournament style on Giant FM Sports.
This year, FM Sports.
A few moments left in our H&R Block halftime report. Shelbyville leading Portage 50-22. Johnny McCurry joined by Jason Parker. The big games coming up tonight. Third place game, a rematch of one played just days ago, December 16th. Connersville and Richmond, an old rivalry. They will get together in that third place game. Connersville won by double overtime about 2 weeks ago.
Well, Connersville, their philosophy had Cathedral baffled for a little while. That was the game until the really fourth quarter. Connersville was in position to win it, but Cathedral, much like they did in Shelbyville, just had too much athleticism and individual talent and pulled away, and not Connersville had any chance to win this tournament.
You said something to me as we had seen Tindley play early, and then you went down on the floor and watched him in their earlier game. Number one, talk about that being a different perspective, and then apply that to what you think they can do with Cathedral in tonight's championship.
Well, from up here, it's hard to see the quickness and some of the size, the lower body strength, I think, that some of those kids had. And when I sat down more on the floor to watch them earlier, you could really feel that quickness and that strength and their dribble and the way they can penetrate and they can defend players. It was really eye-opening for me once I was down there, just how athletic, quick, and strong they really were. So that kind of makes me think a little bit differently about Tindley than maybe we did a day ago when we sat up here to watch them.
Is there enough in Tindley to play Cathedral tonight with Coleman and Franklin?
I think Eric Hunter would have to have a 30-plus point night, make a lot of threes. I don't think so. I think Cathedral is going to win this tournament, but Eric Hunter could single-handedly carry Tindley. He's going to Purdue for a reason.
50-22, Shelbyville by 28. You've all but won this game. Don't you want to go out and finish this game?
Yeah. You want to play as if the score is 0-0. Hopefully coach has set some little things you want to watch here. You know, we don't want to let them have so many offensive rebounds. We want to do this. We want to do that. There's little games within this half that they could play to make it interesting for them. And you want to carry the momentum you have created in this tournament out by finishing this thing off with a strong second half.
Starting 5 on the floor for Shelbyville, Williams, Blackwell, Lewis, and Kuhn. Portage, for the most part, will do the same, although Noah Penrose will be a starter. He'll be out there, I believe, instead of Cale Nelson, number 11, at a guard slot. Here come the Golden Bears, up by 28 with opening possession of the second half. Williams, Zach Kuhn a catch, a shot that's good, but it'll be waved off as we have
Blackwell with another one.
Blackwell with an offensive screen. That's what the fourth one we've had is an offensive screen turnover.
Another one of those trendy calls, I think. Referees see it, they want to call it, and I don't know. I don't like it.
You're just getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Blackwell with the foul, his third. Portage, first possession of the half. Martin, outside Penrose, hit a three earlier, hits a three here. Noah Penrose providing some offense off the bench. He has 6 points.
The bad thing was Kuhn hit the three coming off that screen that was called a foul.
Williams on the dribble, dropping it in the corner. Blackwell is open. His three is good. His first shot from outside the marker. He has 15 points. 53-35, and a ball just simply not caught by Sims. Picked up by the Bears, Cooper Lewis. Lofts it just ahead of him on the other side of the lane to Kuhn, who catches and lays it in.
Nice play. I'm not sure who that was to. It could have been Sam or Kuhn. Kuhn was the one moving forward and was able to get up and get that one.
20 points for Zach Kuhn. Martin defended by Cooper Lewis. Ball around now for Penrose, and Williams jumps out on him. Holding high on the perimeter is Sims. Now Millage driving to the rim, banking it up and in after contact. Millage, it's really the only offensive move he has,
yeah,
is kind of bang into the guy in front of him, knock him back a step, and then maybe get a little 10-foot jumper. 55-27, Golden Bear lead. Cooper Lewis in the post, skipping it opposite corner to Kuhn. Kuhn penetrating, finds Williams as he steps in from high on the right side. Williams the catch, a dribble, and a bucket. The cutting and the timing very good in this game as well. 57-27, the Shelbyville lead. Shelbyville with quarters of 27-23 in the first half. Millage on the baseline, missed. Kuhn the rebound. Outlet for Williams, spinning into the paint. Back to Kuhn. On the wing, a three. Cooper Lewis cannot hit. Rebound off the bounce, secured by Sims. Into the front court, Havria. Handing off for Martin. Left corner, Millage. Millage defended now by Blackwell. Bouncing for Sims back to the basket. He turned, looked to go baseline, and I think took a shoulder maybe from Sam Lewis in the mouth. There'll be a personal foul called. Thirty-point ball game right now. Shelbyville on top. Inbounding is Portage from under the basket. Penrose out front. Now Martin between the circles. Havria on the left wing. Cross-court pass for Martin. Head fake. Won't take the three. Backs it away on the dribble. Tried to get it down to Sims and does now with Williams defending on him. Sims double team. Passes back out. Martin into the paint. Contested on the way up. The ball ends up again in Martin's hands. He misses. Tip up by Millage. No good. Havria trying to keep it alive in a tangle up with Kuhn. Ball out of bounds off of Kuhn. Inbounding, Portage from under the basket, out on the wing, holding is Martin. Martin defended by Blackwell. Coming to the ball is Sims under the rim. Cooper Lewis able to close out, but Sims got him at a disadvantage after the catch, and a foul going to be called on Cooper Lewis.
Lewis had his arms just a little bit south of straight up and down, and that call is going to be called every time.
Jacoby Sims at the free throw line for Portage. Free throw sits on the front rim and falls in. Portage 4 of 5 as a team. For Sims, it's his first trip. Made them both. Sims has 6 in the ball game, and we have a 57-29 Golden Bear advantage. Shelbyville going to go 3-1 in their first ever appearance here at the Wedding. Sam Lewis holding. Cooper Lewis wanted it against the smaller Penrose down in the post. Blackwell will roll it down to him. Cooper Lewis to the front of the rim. Can't get it to crawl over, but he will get, I believe, a couple free throws. Penrose on the personal. Cooper Lewis at the line. Free throw good. He has one more coming. Fourth point on the night for Cooper Lewis. Penrose will sit. Jalen Lewis will replace him. And Cooper made the second, but wave it off as he must have felt that one was going to be short because he took off a little bit early and crossed the lane. So wave off the made free throw. 58-29, Golden Bear lead. Midway point, third period. Javria on the perimeter, giving in the corner for Martin. Martin trying to use a screen from Sims, one-on-one with Blackwell. Now help defense comes, and Martin loses the ball. Williams looking up court, cross-court pass deflected, but Cooper Lewis retrieves it, and then Martin held onto his wrist as he tried to make a move into the basket.
Have an update from Knightstown. It looks like Morristown may play Lake Station. They were up 8 on Cambridge City. We'll keep our eye on that game. Nothing final from Knightstown yet, but it looks like Lake Station in front of Cambridge City.
On the air tomorrow, approximately 7:30 for what is being called an 8 o'clock tip. Blackwell, perimeter, skip pass down to the baseline, easily picked off by Jalen Smith. Smith into the corner for Sims. Back out front, Smith. He'll penetrate, pull up, and score. Jalen Smith. His first two, 58-31, the Golden Bear lead. Blackwell back to the basket, out to Kuhn. Passed up the three, off the penetration, throws for Blackwell. Kuhn has it again beyond the arc. Sam Lewis now on the left wing. Looking backdoor cut, Cooper Lewis, the catch and the lay-in right to left under the rim.
Good eye contact there by the brothers, and Cooper was able to back screen all the way across the baseline and catch the pass for two.
Millage dribbling into the paint, too hard off the back rim. Sam Lewis, the rebound of the Bears with a run up into the front court. Portage back defensively. Shelbyville settles into the half court. Sam Lewis, left corner, Blackwell. Baseline cut and catch there for Cooper Lewis. Off to Williams and back to Cooper outside. Cross court to Kuhn. His three is up and good. 23 points for Zach Kuhn. And the lead grows.
Yeah, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, too.
32-point lead for SHS. Jalen Smith dribbling into a jumper, hits it from 18. Curled the net momentarily, falls down on its own, and Shelbyville will come up into the front court, but after a substitution. Luke Asher, Luke Reed into the game. Cooper Lewis and Josh Williams will sit.
Asher had a big field goal yesterday in that Cathedral game when the game was still very much undecided.
Hit a baseline jumper right in front of our broadcast spot here in this corner. Shelbyville won't need any drama in this one. They're up by 30, and Kuhn shooting a three and hitting it again off the handoff from Sam Lewis. 33-point lead, the biggest of the night, and Millage from the left corner takes off, sails under the rim, and gets a reverse layup with a foul. And Zach Kuhn has his first personal foul. Fourth on the team, Jacoby Sims checks out. 6'4", Tyler Hufford back in. And Millage looking for the free throw. He has it. 66-36 now as Portage trailing by a bundle. Shelbyville with Blackwell perimeter, dribbling into the paint, nearly fell down. Shovels a pass out to Sam Lewis. He misses. Rebound Kuhn, finds Luke Reed. His three off the mark. Rebound bandied about for a moment, finally taken away by the smallest guy on the floor, Jalen Smith. And feeling it, he dribbles right at the free throw line, shoots and misses. Kuhn, the loose ball, looking up court for Blackwell. He'll skirt into the corner on the dribble. And we're down to 75 seconds left to go in the third. Sam Lewis dribbling out front as the clock ticks down toward a minute. Kuhn with it, over to Luke Asher. Asher backing his way in. Spin move, one-handed shot will not go. Rebounded away by Javria. Javria for Martin. His three in transition missed everything. Out of bounds. It'll be Golden Bear ball. Shelbyville's largest scoring output this season, 69 against Triton Central and 69 against Mount Vernon. Had 68 against Lighthouse in the opening game of the tournament. They're at 66 now, and I guess they're not going to get it here in the third, or it's looking less likely as Blackwell's called for an offensive foul. Into the front court for Portage is Javria. Millage kicking in the corner for Martin, and we have a double foul being called.
There's five on Blackwell.
Who was the other foul on? I looked away.
The guy who, was it Millage?
Javria. So Javria will get his second. And Brock Blackwell has foul number five here in the relative early going final seconds of the third quarter. 12 points in the first quarter for Blackwell. He finishes with a good 15, but probably thinking what could have been.
Yeah.
Portage gets the ball after the double foul. Millage driving on Luke Reed, and Reed going to be called for the foul. And Millage using some muscle and size to take it up against Luke Reed. Team foul number seven. So Portage is going to be shooting free throws when the opportunities come up, including this one, which is a two-shot foul. Off the rim, no. Jacoby Sims off the bench. He'll replace Javrila. Millage one of two at the line in this game. And made the second free throw. 8 points for Millage so far. Shelbyville quickly front court and baseline with Luke Asher. Got stripped of the ball, fell on it. And Shelbyville's bench calls a timeout to preserve the possession with 18.4 seconds left. Timeout on the floor. 66-37, the Golden Bear advantage. And our coverage of high school basketball this week being brought to you by J&B Quality Home Furnishings, the Sleep Source Mattresses, and more. Blue River Restoration, always on standby for your emergencies. And McKay Manor, independent living for seniors with the safety and security of assisted services. It takes something like a holiday tournament for Giant FM to cover Portage and possibly Lake Station in back-to-back games of the season.
It's interesting to see these teams from all over the state. I thought Portage might have more for the Bears today, but obviously you never know. They're down a starter by the last game of the tournament. If you're not in contention to win it, it's hard to get up for the game, especially if you have a tough start, and they did today.
Kuhn and Sam Lewis getting the ball inbounded down to 10 seconds in the period. Lewis at midcourt with 8-6. Kuhn on a curl to the left. Fall away three short. Follows his rebound and gets a shot off that falls off the front rim as the buzzer sounds. We're at the end of three. BP Doc Shop scoreboard. It's all Shelbyville. 66-37 on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports. Brought to you by Heritage Automotive every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Getting the fourth and final period underway from the Wedding Tournament. Shelbyville is going to win the fifth-place trophy here. They're up 29 going into the final period over Portage. And Maureen Martin taking it down low in the post and scoring for the first time since the first quarter. 66-39, Shelbyville advantage with Cooper Lewis on the dribble into the paint, scooping it up and getting it to crawl in off the back rim. DJ Kramer in the ball game for the Bears, joining Asher, Reed, and Sam and Cooper Lewis. 68-39, Shelbyville. Jalen Smith guarded by Reed. Couple of crossovers and then out front on the dribble. With it is Millage. Millage to Martin. Passed up a long three, finds Jalen Smith. Smith around a Martin screen, gets to the block, throws it back out for Martin, who steps beyond the arc and misses a three. Rebound Tyler Hufford. His putback is good for two. 68-41, Golden Bear advantage. Sam Lewis dribbling out front. Reed with a catch on the right sideline. Finds Cooper Lewis between the circles. Left side, Sam Lewis. Faked the three, thought about it, and then knocked it down. Sam Lewis with 13 points. That's his third tray on the evening. 71-41, the Bears lead with just over 6 minutes to go. Roads are icy, snowy, and, well, just plain messy right now as snow has come into central Indiana. So give yourself some time if you've got to be on the roads this evening. 2 to 4 inches in the general forecast around central Indiana today into tomorrow. Baseline jumper Sims of Portage, no good. Rebound Sam Lewis. Shelbyville into the front court, up 30. Catch on the wing for Cooper Lewis, leaving it outside for Asher. Sam Lewis a three, high off that back rim, and rebounded away by Jalen Smith. After the game, our Cagney's Pizza King post-game and a player of the game to be named as well. Here is Asher with it on the rebound off a miss. Over to Sam Lewis. And the way they presented Greensburg with their consolation trophy, we may hear if any Golden Bears are
That'll be nice.
On the all-tournament team.
It's nice to do
close.
It that way because you know you're not going to stick around.
Cooper Lewis, a catch-and-shoot three. Good off the right wing.
Okay, we've got a little contest brewing here. Cooper Lewis or Sam Lewis now with 8 assists. Cooper with 7. So we'll see who finishes with the most.
Shot is missed. Rebound Sam Lewis. He'll lead the break. Fake a pass to the right. Keep the process going right to the rim. But contact with a defensive player called for an offensive foul.
Nope. An and one.
I thought I saw him give the charge motion. He apparently counted the basket. So the bucket is good.
Fatigue.
There's a timeout on the floor.
Fatigue setting in throughout the broadcast booth here.
Actually, I was having another thought. And kind
you
of had flashed to that for a moment. Not too often, no. 35-point lead for Shelbyville with a free throw coming out of the timeout. My thought was this. If you actually made Sam and Cooper aware of that number,
yeah,
with the game being what it is, well in hand, if one of them had a chance to actually score the field goal that allowed for the assist winner
they
to get it, would you miss the shot?
I would. If
I would,
was,
too.
Yeah. Well, it looks like one of them might be checking out here. Is yep,
Garrett Davis yep. is making his way down to the scorer's bench.
And Cooper will check out.
Victor Krynup is already into the game, so.
Sam had the lead when Cooper checked out, so.
Mm-hmm.
8-7 right now.
So Victor Krynup's in for Cooper Lewis, and Sam Lewis
out.
Will get a free throw. If he makes it here, Garrett Davis will get into the ballgame. Free throw is missed, so Sam, for the moment, will stay in the ballgame. 4:43 to go. Shelbyville's 76-41 lead and the highest offensive output in a game this year for the Bears. Javria, catch and shoot three, hits it, and he's fouled by Sam Lewis trying to contest the shot. Javria scores for the first time in this game. And now Sam will check out. Check out, replaced by Garrett Davis. One note, I don't think we got to it in the post game of the Shelbyville win over Attucks earlier today. We'll get to it here as Javria puts up a free throw and makes it. I'll get to it next dead ball. But something that happened after the game that we didn't get back to, it didn't affect that game in particular, but may have affected a game to come. 76-45, Shelbyville by 31 as Asher goes into the paint. Kicks it out for Luke Reed. Missed the three. Millage pulls away the rebound. Millage will dribble it all the way into the front court. Give it off to Hufford, who traveled starting a drive. Missed a shot awkwardly. Rebounded away defensively by Victor Krynup. He'll give to Reed, and Reed will bring it front court. Reed for Crinup on the wing. In the corner, Asher. Coming the ball is Davis. Passed up a three, drives to the rim, and it will not go. Around and off. And rebounded away by Portage. 3:40 left to go here. Lob in the post for Hufford. Double and triple team. Scoops it to Havria in the corner. His three off the mark. Rebounded by Davis. Davis for Luke Reed into the front court. Reed backing away from the 6'7 Havria, who comes out to guard him. Reed for Crinup down in the corner, defended there by Sims. Here's Davis on the right of the offense. Reed, Asher now in the left corner. DJ Kramer with a touch over to Reed. And the clock goes under 3 minutes in this fifth place game. Here's Crinup. Couple of dribbles for Reed around the perimeter. And now Crinup, top of the key. Victor with a jumper. It's good. It's a three-pointer for Victor Crinup. And that gets the attention of his teammates on the bench. 79-45, Golden Bears by 34. It's been a blowout since the early stages. Jacoby Sims with a three.
Crinup's put in a lot of work over the years in this program, and his teammates appreciate that. They know every day in practice how hard he goes, how hard you have to go, and even though he doesn't get major minutes, Crinup's still a big part of this program.
Victor Crinup with another catch and shoot off the right wing. It's good for three.
Good to see that. Good to see that.
82-48, Shelbyville with 2 minutes left to go. If he hits another, they may call a timeout just to bring him out of the ballgame. Break up the Crinup. Driving his millage. In the paint, good for two. And a timeout taken by Portage to get some players in. Back to that point from earlier today. The two teams are in the midst of shaking hands, Shelbyville and Addicts.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we hear a whistle from the official, and he's pointing at starting Addicts point guard Howard Bennett.
Harold Bennett, yeah. Harold must have said something to the official. I walked over to talk to the people over by the scorer's table, and really the only answer I got was pretty definitive, but they said he must have said something to the official, didn't know what it was, but something set off that official, and to make a call after the game's over, you know Bennett must have said something. And that's going to keep Bennett out of this evening's game or their next game, and so, you know, it doesn't really matter a whole lot, but it will keep Bennett out of a game, and who knows if further punishment by the Addicts staff will come down later.
Yeah, don't know what was said. Was it really that bad?
Right.
Did the official react? Well, he certainly reacted.
Yep.
Ejecting him from
did
a game that he was leaving.
Did he overreact, maybe? We'll see. I don't know.
So that was just an added note to the game earlier today. 82-50.
Crinup's having a moment. Crinup's having a moment. Let's not bring that down.
If they go isolation Crinup here,
I would.
I wouldn't blame him a bit. Shelbyville front court with
open.
Davis at the point. Here's Kramer to the left wing. Asher on the outside left. Asher dribbling, he'll put it on the floor, beat Hufford, go under the rim, lose control of it, and the loose ball recovered by Garrett Davis, who was fouled. He should get a couple of free throws here.
We've always liked Crinup's game, dating back to the last several years when he really was a big performer on the JV team. We've always talked about how we enjoyed watching Crinup play.
Garrett Davis with two shots, and he makes the first.
Unfortunately for Victor, he just is the same position as too many guys in front of him that are just a little bit more talented.
Such a big part of the football team as Davis makes a pair that he thought he might be a tight end this year, ended up being solely on the offensive line, which a lot of his tight end duties would have called for, but
yeah.
Ended up working some defensive line this year as well. And a foul on the Bears as we try to play out the final minute 20 of this ballgame.
These officials getting their call quota in for the night.
A 6 o'clock tip on the third place game between Connersville and Richmond is approaching. And the championship here will feature Cathedral and Tindley coming up around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Free throws for Portage in the one and bonus. Off the back rim, no good. But a foul called on Luke Asher on the block out as he secured the rebound. Was it a foul? Yeah, probably. With a minute 20 to go in a 34-point game, you might need some discretion on that whistle.
Right.
At the line, Tyler Hufford has a basket, 2 points on the night. Free throw good.
I guess if you're going to defend the officials, we will say they are always being evaluated. They never know when their evaluation may be, and it is their job to call the game till the final buzzer.
Second free throw missed.
Because some of these guys, they work these games and try to get regional, semi-state, state finals games based on score performance. So in their defense, they do need to officiate it as if it was a one-point game.
It's a 33-point game. Shelbyville with the lead early and often. Reed with it, bouncing in the paint for Asher. Tough catch in traffic. Gathers himself, turns, and is called for an offensive foul on the spin move.
I had to laugh there. It's just Asher can't catch a break right now. I thought maybe travel.
Yeah, maybe.
But he just stepped into Blackwell's foul. he's the next one up.
45 seconds left. With it outside, Portage around the perimeter with Hufford. Turning and shooting and missing is Portage. Crying up with the rebound. And down to 30 seconds here. A number of Portage guys that we actually don't have numbers matching names. Crying up holding near the midcourt line.
Just say sub one, sub two.
Handing for Kramer. Back to Krynup with 10. And Shelbyville will complete its first ever appearance at the Wedding Tournament with a 3-1 mark and a fifth place finish. Our final on the BP Dot Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 84, Portage 51. Cagney's Pizza King Post Game, player of the game on the way next on Giant FM Sports.
Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports, our postgame brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King in Shelbyville. Something on the menu for everyone at Cagney. Shelbyville, terrific shooting, runs away early, and wins the fifth place game at the 11th annual Bob Wedding Tournament. Our final tonight, 84-51. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, and it is the shooting, which is right at the top of everything you could talk about for this game.
32 of 46 for the Bears, 70% from the field, 14 of 24, 58% behind the arc. They out-rebounded Portage tonight, 23 to 16. Not a lot of rebounding opportunities for the Bears, but they were able to control the rebounding column. And the big number, 25 assists tonight. 15 at halftime, 10 more in the second half. Only 10 turnovers, and some of those were late. So a great night statistically for Shelbyville.
Individual scoring goes like this for the Golden Bears. A member of the all-tournament team, Zach Kuhn, 18 points in the first half. He finished with a game-high 26. Also in the scoring column, Brock Blackwell with 15. 15 for Sam Lewis. Cooper Lewis in double figures with 11. 7 points by Josh Williams. 6 on a pair of threes by Victor Krynup. A bucket, or rather two free throws for Garrett Davis, and a basket for two for Luke Asher. Luke Reed played but did not score. Shelbyville went 6 of 11 from the free throw line in this game. For the Indians of Portage High School, 2 men in double figures, 10 points apiece by Millage and Martin, and Martin was named a member of the all-tournament team, 9 points from Havria, 9 from Sims, 6 on a pair of threes by Noah Penrose, 4 points by Jalen Smith, and 3 by Tyler Hufford. 9 of 12 free throw shooting in this game for Portage. Shelbyville jumped out quick, 27-15 after one, 50-22 at halftime. Golden Bears led 66-37 after three, and they win the fifth-place game, 84-51. For the Golden Bears, they move their mark to 8-4 on the season. They will take on Greensburg at Garrett Gym coming up on January the 6th.
Coach Mack here to talk with us. Coach, you got up here quick. I know we're going to want to get on the roads fast with the storm coming in. Talk about how this is a great finish to this tournament.
Yeah, great finish. We came out and we carried over what we did in the last two games. Played excellent offensively in transition in the half court. And we just look a lot better than we did a few weeks ago.
I joke that when we've talked often about you make shots that can cover up things. Well, when you shoot 20 of 25 in the first half, you just win games by 30.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we feel like we're shooting the ball better from three this week than the free throw line. So we got to shoot some more free throws, because that's the only disappointment for me, really, in this tournament with free throws. But everything else, I'm very happy. Glad we came here. I thought it was a great experience for our guys overall, team bonding, and I think we really, really showed it on the court.
Coach, I have you for 25 assists tonight, 70% from the field, and that started early.
Yeah, it did. I think we're becoming a little bit different team on offense than we have been in the last year, making sure we're getting better motion offense in the half court, but also running a lot more sets. And we're going to continue to add sets throughout the year, so we're at our best for Bloomington South.
The three-point shots, we've talked about it since the Cathedral game the day before. The shots you're getting are so much better than a lot of the threes, even the ones you made earlier in the season.
I think one of the most important parts of the fact the shots are better, we know where they're going to come from. Sometimes when we don't know where they're going to come from, that's when we're not running very good offense. But running more sets is definitely helping us.
All right, you get a little bit of a break for the new year, but here is what's coming. Greensburg, Columbus East, and Pendleton Heights, among others, on the upcoming schedule.
Yeah, it's fun. We like playing good teams. Greensburg's a good team. Columbus East's a good team, and Pendleton's a good team. So three in a row and three challenges we'll look forward to.
Have a safe trip home, Coach.
You guys too. Thanks.
Ryan Mack with us on the post game. We'll get you some final team numbers and close up things from the Bob Wedig Tournament on Giant FM Sports.
Have the action with you at Giant FM.
Final time from the Bob Wedig Tournament. Some numbers and player of the game notes to take care of. A note for you that if you are going to be driving, maybe you're already out there listening to us on the car radio, please be careful. We've got about 2 to 4 inches coming in, and as we've been told, a number of slide-offs and crashes already being handled by local authorities. So if you don't have to travel, stay home. It's well worth it. If you do, just be careful. Give yourself the added time. Let's take a look at the team numbers in this Golden Bear 84-51 win over Portage.
We've already touched on Shelbyville's numbers, 32 of 46, 70% from the field. Big number, 25 assists tonight for the Bears in their win over Portage. For the Indians, 18 of 47 tonight, 38% from the field, 6 of 13, 46% behind the arc, 16 rebounds, 5 coming on the offensive end, 3 assists, 11 turnovers tonight for Portage. Some individual leaders for Shelbyville, there's a few to mention. Zach Kuhn with 9 rebounds leads the way, Sam Lewis with 6, 3 in each half, Josh Williams from the point guard position has 3 as well. In the assist column, 4 guys stand out. Zach Kuhn with 3, Cooper Lewis with 7, Josh Williams with 4, and Sam Lewis leads the way with 8 assists tonight for the Bears in their win in the Bob Wedig Tournament.
There are things the Bears can, and I hope, take from the way they played here in this tournament. Granted, they shot a ridiculous field goal percentage. That does not happen often. But the way they got there, that kind of stuff can continue.
Well, and these kids can all shoot the ball really well. And I think that assist number, if that assist number can stay 15, 16, 17 assists a game, that means they're getting good shots and they're making the extra pass. And I think the more open shots these kids have, the higher their percentage is going to be, obviously. But these kids are good shooters, and I think that assist number has to stay up if this team's going to be successful in the second half.
Next week, we will be talking Shelby County Tournament. So from 1 week of tournament play, into another. Waldron, the host site, doubleheaders Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. One more piece of holiday business to take care of tomorrow night. We get to go to Hoosier Gym, our first broadcast from that venue. It was actually going to be our first one coming up with Waldron versus Daleville later on in January, but we'll make it with Morristown now, and the Jackets will be matching up against a team coming from the opposite pool. Morristown won twice convincingly today. They'll play for the title of the Wheeler Tournament tomorrow night.
Yeah, still haven't been able to lock down who their opponent will be, Lake Station or Cambridge City. Should find out here within the next hour or so, but Morristown will be there, and I would assume they'll be the favorite, but Lake Station, a good team from the north. Cambridge City comes into the tournament 500, so a challenge for Morristown, but the way they're playing and in that gym, I think Morristown will be the favorite tomorrow night. Should be a fun game.
Pre-game approximately 7:30. The game times, there are three trophy games scheduled for 2, 6, and 8. We'll be in the late game looking for an 8 o'clock tip-off. Our final score tonight, as Shelbyville finishes 3-1 and in fifth place at the Bob Wedding Tournament, Golden Bears run over Portage 84-51. Again, be safe on the area roadways. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. We'll talk to you from Hoosier Gym tomorrow night on Giant FM Sports.